Bill Gates blames Trump administration for lots of deaths due to global aid cuts. By Lucas Nolan on December 12, 2025. Bill Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, reinvented himself as a creepy advocate for climate alarmism and other leftist causes. Expressed concern over the projected increase in preventable child deaths, blaming them on cuts in global health funding by the Trump administration. In a recent interview with Politico, Bill Gates claimed that for the first time in 25 years, the number of preventable child deaths is projected to increase. His Gates Foundation projects an increase of 200,000 deaths compared to the previous year. Gates directly linked this troubling trend to the decision by the Trump administration and other wealthy countries to slash foreign aid at the beginning of the year. "There were sudden and massive cuts, you just can't deny that's led to lots of deaths," Gates stated, highlighting the supposed impact of these funding reductions. While the Trump administration disputes this connection, Gates remains determined to work with them to boost funding moving forward. He mentioned having productive conversations with President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio to address this issue. Breitbart News previously reported that Gates attacked Elon Musk and the Trump administration for cuts in aid funding. The Microsoft co-founder told the Financial Times that Musk will be responsible for killing the world's poorest children by dismantling the U.S. Agency for International Development, you said. As Breitbart News reported, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced in March that 83% of the programs directly funded and administered by USAID had been canceled, as their funding was deemed as antithetical to the core interests of the United States. The 5,200 contracts that are now canceled spent tens of billions of dollars in ways that did not serve, and in some cases even harmed, the core national interests of the United States, Rubio said at the time. Gates pointed out that the cuts have had the most negative impact in regions like northern Nigeria, where over 10% of children died before reaching the age of 5. He specifically mentioned the abrupt firing of personnel and the cessation of funding for malaria prevention, food distribution, and tuberculosis detection in the first half of the year. Despite the Trump administration's rejection of the link between aid cuts and increased deaths, Gates remains hopeful that his discussions with President Trump and Secretary Rubio will lead to a return to previous levels of aid. He stressed the importance of the next 6 months in determining the U.S. Congress's role in setting global health budgets and shaping new compacts for poor countries. Gates also touched on the issue of vaccine skepticism, expressing disappointment in the United States' reduced support for Gavi, a global vaccine alliance. While acknowledging the challenges of countering vaccine hesitancy in wealthy countries where diseases are less prevalent, he emphasized the critical role of vaccines in saving lives, particularly in poor countries with malnourished children and inadequate healthcare. Breitbart News previously reported that while Bill Gates has backtracked on his climate alarmism, he remains committed to extreme positions on many topics, including vaccinations. In a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, scientists have demonstrated the effectiveness of using mosquitoes as flying syringes to vaccinate humans against malaria. The research, conducted at the Leiden University Medical Center, LUMC, in the Netherlands with funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, represents a new and potentially worrying advancement in vaccine technology. The study involved genetically modifying malaria parasites to stop developing after a certain period of time in the human body. The modified parasites, named GA1 and GA2, were designed to prime the immune system without causing a full-blown malaria infection. Researchers then infected mosquitoes with these engineered parasites and allowed them to bite human test subjects in a controlled setting. Read more at Politico here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.